You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 10th of January 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Well, it's Friday once again. It's the second Friday of the new year, and you know what that means? It means I have Grandpa Lampshade with me today. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm in a Sweden state of mind. I just suddenly have this urge to invite racial strangers to take over my country and, plunge off into every form of degeneracy. No, I'm doing great. I'm sneaking ahead, looking at today's clown world story. And this is like it's just like getting out of a really, like if you got in a hot tub, and you got out of that and then jumped into a cold swimming pool. You know, I was out and about working yesterday. I was listening to the Nordic Frontier, you know, the Nordic Resistance guys, you know, and it's like you get this hardcore feel about Sweden. And then you're reminded what Sweden is really like when you get a story like what we get today.
Sweden is just the gift that keeps on giving as far as content is concerned for this show. And this is a continuation of a story that we previously covered. Listeners will be aware of this church in Malmo that had a multicultural gay orgy that it made into an altarpiece. Well, that got taken down, and that was the second story I think we did, was that this homosexual multicultural gay orgy got taken down because they thought that it was discriminatory against transsexuals because the serpent was a transsexual. Well, now they've found a replacement for the orgy. The St. Pauli Church in the Swedish multicultural city of Malmö will replace a controversial pro-LGBT altarpiece with another work depicting Jesus Christ in high heels. So what they've done here is having the serpent as a transgender, that's discriminatory, but it's perfectly fine to have Jesus Christ as a transsexual. And it's actually the Last Supper that's depicted here, and surrounding Jesus Christ is various bondage sadomasochism types dressed in their freaky perverse clothing, and Christ is depicted as a transsexual, and apparently that's perfectly fine. But we certainly can't have the serpent depicted as a transsexual. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
See, you thought you had, you glance at it and it's like, oh, you know, people were outraged when they put this original thing up. But no, it got taken. So they took it down, but they didn't take it down because, you know, it's blasphemous and insulting. No, they took it down because it just wasn't quite woke enough. How more commie woke can we get? Let's make Jesus into a tranny and all the apostles into trannies. That's of course, you notice that, you know, they're not doing this. They're not pushing this in the mosques. They're not pushing, demanding this kind of quote unquote artwork in the mosques depicting Muhammad as a tranny. Now, are they? It just tells you the absolute, of course, it's Sweden, you know, and I have to remember this stuff. I get disgusted, but we do have to keep context. And we are at a point in time here in the world where Sweden as a nation, I mean, it's like they are a joke to the entire rest of the planet. I said here a while back that anybody from Sweden, and Sweden itself, aside from, like I say, anybody, you know, with the Nordic resistance or something like that, but Sweden as a nation itself, you know, for the whole rest of the planet, when it comes to telling anybody else how to run their country or how to live their lives, should just piss off. I mean, and I mean anybody, like in Zimbabwe, they would be like, what? You are from Sweden. You are a joke. Get the hell out of here. Look at your country. It is a complete laughingstock of the world. Go away. I mean, like African countries laugh at Sweden. So we have to keep that context here. But it is just, it tells you how bad, how weak the church itself is, because I mean, this is, I mean, so insulting to the point that, and yet they get away with it and they roll over and they keep rolling along with it. And there's just like no kind of a real pushback. I mean, the people are leaving. I guess at some point in time, maybe if enough people leave, but I guess this church is tax supported, so maybe it doesn't leave. I don't know, but it's just an absolute slap in the face. And you just have to wonder how much longer, how much, you know, what's the next step? You know, are we going to get pedophile Jesus next? I mean, where do they go from here with this? Even I struggle, Sven, to imagine how much more woke they can get.
Well, I guess they could start doing it in the mosques, like you point out. I mean, Malmo is a multicultural city. It's full of Muslims. Why haven't they got any mosques with pro-LGBT wall hangings in there? Swedish priest Helena Merstina told media that the original painting, which was taken down because some claimed it depicted transgender individuals in a negative light, will be replaced by a print of another work by the same artist, which depicts a transgender Jesus at the Last Supper, broadcaster SVT reports. And of course, it's a priestess, it's a female priest here that has done this. And as you pointed out, Grandpa, it wasn't because people complained about how blasphemous it was to have a multicultural gay orgy above the altar. It was because they didn't like the way the transgender was depicted. I mean, maybe they didn't like the way the serpent was depicted. Surely it's discriminatory to make out the serpent to be the bad guy. So what we need to do here is dress Jesus up in high heels and make him out to be a transsexual. Well, you would have thought that the artist would be very pleased about this. They've had their first piece of artwork gain a lot of media attention and international news with the gay orgy, and now they've got another artwork of theirs which is gaining a lot of attention. You would think they would be pleased, but they're not. The artist behind the piece reacted negatively to the move, saying the Church of Sweden has until today had problems with transgender people. So to give the appearance that they now care about transgender people is a step, but it was devious to remove the painting. They will be ashamed of this history. So it's just not good enough. No matter what the Church of Sweden does, no matter what it puts above the altar, it is just not going to appease the transgenders and the LGBTQ community. I mean, just what will please these people? I mean, they've got their gay marriage, they've got their female priests, they've got their disgusting blasphemies above the altar. I mean, what? Where does it go next? Sodomy on the altar? Perhaps they should actually have some real live sodomy on the altar instead of just putting up gay orgies there. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
Hey, I think you've hit on something. I was just saying that, you know, I was pondering what's next, but there you go. Instead of a gay orgy painting, they're going to actually literally have gay orgies on the altar. What could be more woke than that? There is no appeasing the commies. And you know, this woman, you know, there's your first hint, woman priest here. She's not like trying to combat this, or I mean, she's just trying to bend over. These are like two sides of the same coin working on the deal. I mean, at what point does it become so ludicrous that they quit even calling it a Christian church? And should they, you know, what if the woman priestess announces that, you know, they're going to have some artwork depicting Satan as the actual victim? Because I mean, otherwise this constant depicting Satan as a bad guy, that's going to make Satanists feel bad, and Jesus surely wouldn't want to make Satanists feel bad. You know, it just becomes more and more preposterous. But in the end, I mean, with the commies, it's always about submission. There's always another demand. There is literally no appeasing them, because appeasing them isn't the point. The point is forcing you to submit. Well, we've got this outrageous demand. Okay, we'll go along with it. Oh, great. Well, we have this other outrageous demand because you're still not doing enough. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me appease you some more. Oh, well, yeah. Well, this is just what was the word? Sneaky, devious. This is just devious of you. You're not doing enough. Here, let me submit some more. It's always about forcing submission. We can laugh at this stuff because it is so ludicrous and stupid, but the intention behind it is much more sinister, because with all forms of this Marxism, it is about forcing submission. And you get to, you know, it's why they have, you know, drag queen story hour, where they dress up like these outlandish demon drag queens. Because if you'll submit your kids to that, if you'll put your kids to that, you'll submit to anything. Likewise, if you'll put up with your religion being mocked, your religion being desecrated and blasphemed in front of you, you'll submit to anything. You'll go along with it. And as you pointed out, they're not doing this in the mosques, are they? I mean, hand it to the Muslims. They stand up for what they believe in. But is there anybody? Well, you know, apparently the vast majority of people, I'll put it that way, in Sweden and, you know, by and large in the modern cuck church as a whole, because with the trajectory of the modern cuck church, this Swedish church is just ahead of the curve. Yeah, the modern cuck church, like here in America, by and large, they haven't gone that far yet, but they just haven't caught up yet with the trajectory they're on of constantly submitting to the Marxists. It's only a matter of time. Then we can all enjoy gay, orgy, transgender Jesus artwork. How enlightened will we be? No doubt the Apostle Paul would just be so happy.
Yeah, well, isn't he the one that said that homosexuality was a punishment? It was a punishment that was being sent upon people, not something to be celebrating. Wallin went on to reject the interpretation that the painting associated transgender people with evil or temptation, and added that she would be creating a new altar painting for the church. So we wonder what will be on that. But it's interesting here that even though the serpent or Satan was depicted as a transgender, she's saying that that is not associating transgenders with evil or temptation. So she must think that Satan is the good guy, basically, which I guess we should think that that is just obvious by the fact that she's promoting all this homosexuality and sodomy. But in the meantime, the church will be hanging another artwork at the altar entitled The Communion, from Wallin's Ecce Homo collection, a take on Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. The work depicts Jesus Christ as a cross-dresser surrounded by transgender figures in place of the apostles. I mean, it's just basically desecrating the Christian story, isn't it? I mean, that is the only way that you could really interpret this. I mean, why would you make the apostles into people that have mutilated themselves? And it says in the Old Testament that he who is wounded in the stones cannot be a part of the congregation. It says that sodomy is the death penalty. It says that that a man that dresses as a woman should be kicked out of the community. I mean, it's not like this is esoteric or this is hidden there in the Bible. It's quite open about what Christianity's position on homosexuality and transgenderism should be. And these churchmen, and these church women, rather, have just bent over backwards for the LGBTQ lobby. And you just know that the next altar painting that this person does is going to be 10 times worse than the ones that they have already done. As you say, Grandpa, they're not ever going to stop, because it's all about getting Christians to demoralize themselves, to blaspheme God, to accept these sick and twisted things. It's about ridiculing Christians and mocking Christians. That's what this is about. It isn't about tolerance for homosexuals. It's about ridiculing Christians.
Well, and you know, as you said, no doubt the next painting will be 10 times worse, and no doubt that the church will accept it and put it up. I mean, you know, they've rolled over this this long, does anybody think now they're going to say this is a step too far? I mean, you know, I predict something like actual depictions of sex acts. You know, that'll probably be the next step. Yeah, isn't it funny? You know, you look at that. You know, we once had great works of art. We had Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, and now what do we have for artwork in clown world? Ecce Homo. And this is progress. We're so much smarter than our ancestors. We're so much more enlightened. We're so much more progressive. You see, we're making progress. We've left behind beautiful artwork like The Last Supper, and now we have Ecce Homo. Which just rhymes with Globo Homo, you know, in so many ways, which is fitting. And it even just, the thing is, it goes beyond just, even just Christianity. This is about destroying your culture. It's about destroying who you are as a people. I mean, the church itself, Christianity itself, is who we are as you know, European and, you know, European-based peoples. It's a part of who we are, who we've been, our history, our culture. And that is, and, you know, looking at the bigger picture, is a part of what, you know, they're constantly attacking and constantly destroying. And everybody's apparently good with it. Again, where's the outrage? I mean, we sit here and disgust and we sit here and talk about how stupid this is. But there's really, I mean, aside from people like us talking about it, it's just like another day. Everybody just, well, that's the way it is now. That's just, you know, like the onward march over the cliff. It just has to go on forever, but it won't go on forever. This is why I keep saying none of this is sustainable. Do you see this current trajectory going on for another 10 years? And I just don't see it as possible. And I do believe that at some point in time, there's going to be, you know, the people are just going to be fed up and they're going to push back, and it's going to become like an avalanche. You roll a rock or a snowball, you know, and at some point in time it builds and then just unleashes, and there's just going to be just outrage among the populace, among the masses. And, you know, there's going to be blowback on this. I don't see how there cannot be, because this right here, you're saying this, that's not sustainable. It will not keep going on forever.
It's masochism, isn't it? It's self-harming. A lot of the people involved in this are self-harming without realizing it. And others are deliberately doing it. You know, these homosexuals that join churches, they deliberately want to destroy the church because they blame the church for persecution of homosexuals through the years. So what better way to get your own back than to destroy the church from within? And it seems to be going all according to their plan. Sweden's state church is well known for its progressive liberal stances, which appears to be the cause of it losing members and needing to sell its property. Research last year suggested the liberal left-wing church will lose well over 1 million members within the next 10-year period. And you would think when they see reports like that say we are hemorrhaging church members, you would think that they would think, well, we must be doing something wrong here. But they don't. They think they're doing something right, and they are continuing to do this. They're literally having to sell their property, which, if it goes anything like the church property that gets sold in England, it gets bought by Muslims, and they convert the churches into mosques. There are plenty of old church buildings that have been converted into mosques in England. That's what we will see happening here. The Muslims are just rubbing their hands together and saying, hey, thank you very much for changing Christianity into being something degenerate and losing all your members, because we'll just take over the buildings and we'll just Islamify the country, which, as we'll hear later on here, seems to be something that some of these Church of Sweden priests seem to be very happy about. What do you make about this? They're going to lose 1 million members within the next 10 years, Grandpa.
Well, it's a state church, so I'm guessing they're not going to go broke. Apparently, they're going to be tax supported to some extent. But you hit on something really, really important, I think, there in passing, Sven. And that is, you know, you're right. A lot of their church properties are going to be probably bought up by the Muslim community and have turned into mosques. And, you know, that too, you know, and it's not like I'm a Muslim, but that too is a part of the natural order. The weak will be replaced by the strong. If the Christian church is going to be so weak that this is what they've become, then those who hold firm to their belief, who stand by their principles, who actually believe in the things they believe in and won't sit here and cave and give in and compromise and submit to these Marxist demands, in this case, the Muslims, they're going to overtake them. They're going to, you know, to replace them. I mean, that is the natural order. I mean, regardless of, you know, people's personal views on Islam, it's a primitive, it doesn't matter. The natural order is, you know, the weak will be replaced by those who are stronger, those who are unable to stand up for themselves and defend themselves and hold their place in this world. In this case, we're talking about this church, this quote unquote Christian church. If they're weak, I mean, look at them. They don't stand for anything. What are they exactly? What principles do they say? There's none. So it's just a part of the natural order that they would naturally be replaced by these Islamics who do believe in what they believe in, who do stand by their principles. Whether, I mean, the principles are irrelevant here, and people are going to get hung up on this. Oh, Grandpa Lampshade, you're standing up for the Muslims. You're advocating for the Muslims. No, I'm not. I'm saying this is, we talk about the natural order, and the natural order is that the weak will get replaced by the strong. And if you're so weak, you have a woman priest hanging up openly blaspheme artwork in your church, spitting in the face of your religion and what's supposed to be your beliefs. That is the epitome of weak. These people over here who are not weak are going to replace you. That is nature. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, it doesn't matter. Nature doesn't care. Nature is, like I've always said, is like an automated program that keeps things in balance, and the weak get pushed out by the strong. The Islam, the Muslims, they believe in what they believe. And in this, they are strong. They will hold. There's a reason. As I've already said, there's a reason they're not going to go push this in mosque. They know better. But see, the Christian cup church, they'll roll over. They'll go along with it. I mean, nobody's even talking about violence here. We're talking about someone in the church going, oh, we want to hang this. It's like, piss off. Get the hell out of our building. We're not hanging this. In fact, actually, you better take it with you because I'm fixing to burn this so-called artwork. Because it's blasphemous. But no, we're going to roll over and go along with it. They're going to be replaced by the strong, and that is a part of the natural order. And I'm just curious, just because I find these things humorous, I'm wondering, Sven, if you could tell us, I mean, how many actual, like, quote-unquote, baptized members are there in the church, the state church of Sweden? I'm curious. What is the number? I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's the magic number. With around 6 million baptized members, the Church of Sweden is the largest Lutheran denomination in Europe, in large part thanks to the fact that until 1996, newborn babies were automatically given membership unless actively cancelled by their parents. Interesting that, isn't it? You know, there's no actual sort of learning about Christianity and deciding that you want to be a Christian. You're just automatically enrolled in it by the Swedish government, the Swedish church here. And I find it interesting that it's a Lutheran, the largest Lutheran denomination in Europe. Luther would be spinning in his grave if he could see what the Church of Sweden is doing. I mean, Luther was a real fundamentalist. You know, he wrote On the Jews and Their Lies. He was totally against sodomy. And look at what they're doing in the name of Luther here. I mean, they're desecrating the name of Luther. They're blaspheming the name of Christ. They're automatically just enrolling everybody in this church. That's how come they've got 6 million baptized members. And within 10 years, they're going to lose a sixth of those members. I think they're going to lose more. Doing things like this. The church is perceived to have become increasingly politicized in recent years. In November 2018, voting to adopt a controversial new handbook instructing clergy to drop masculine references to God, such as he and Lord, so as to be more inclusive. Does that make it more inclusive if you call God a she? I mean, that's introducing feminism and equality into religion. That's paganism. That's where we get these priestesses from. And it is no surprise that people are leaving this church. What I'm amazed at is the fact that the church members are going along with this. I mean, to remove all masculine references to God so as to be more inclusive, that's not inclusive. That's excluding all the masculine references. That's not being inclusive at all. I mean, the Bible says that women should obey their husbands, wives should obey their husbands, and husbands should obey God, and children should obey their mothers. I mean, that's inclusivity. Banning all masculine references from the Bible, that's not inclusive. I mean, that's on the same level as banning whatever the Jews decide is anti-Semitic from the Bible. And the whole Bible is anti-Jewish. It's anti-Jewish Jewish things such as usury, pornography, the sort of things that the Jews promote. The Bible is anti all of that. The Bible is an anti-Semitic book, and it's a masculine book. It's a patriarchy that God wants. That's what he institutes. And yet these people seem to think they know better than God. They know better than their ancestors. They know better than Luther. And to be quite honest, you know, thinking about that, they fully deserve everything that's happening in Sweden, if this is the way they think.
Well, it's idolatry. I mean, yeah. In the biblical sense, this is idolatry. They're not worshiping God. They're not even, at this point, they're not even pretending. I mean, here in America, the modern cuck church, you know, pretends like they're worshiping God. But here in Sweden, like I say, Sweden is simply, they're just ahead of the curve. It's kind of like conservatism here in America. You know, the conservatives are against this outrageous thing being promoted by these quote unquote liberals. And then like, they give it to them, and 2 years later, the same conservatives are saying those outrageous things that these so-called liberals were demanding as a part of our conservative principles. You know, they just—it's always a follow-up, and that becomes their adopted thing, and that's the new conservatives. Same thing, modern cuck church here, like in America, is just kind of behind the curve. They're a few years back from this epitome of ridiculousness, but it's all idolatry. They worship the false god of equality at the altar of tolerance. That is what you see here. And they will, as somebody who is an actual Christian believer and actually believes this stuff, they are walking a path of utter destruction, because, you know, it tells us in the scripture that, you know, judgment starts with the church. I mean, the rest of the non-believing world, they're like NPCs in this thing. But if you claim, if you promote yourself, we're Christianity, we are the church, we are God's people. Although I don't know, the modern church apparently has relinquished the term God's people and handed that over to Israel or to the Jews. But, you know, if you're going to promote yourself as that, the scripture tells us that's where God's judgment starts, not on everybody else, but with you, and you're held to a higher standard. So these people actually have set themselves up for utter destruction because they are promoting themselves as, we are Christian and this is what we're doing. Fine. You're Christian. Great. Judgment is going to start with you. And I'm going to say I think they're in for a bumpy ride.
Well, this is their judgment. I mean, this is the thing. They've been sent a strong delusion. They are welcoming their punishment. They're increasing their punishment and doing it to themselves. You know, it's amazing the way that, the Lord works with things like this, the way he punishes people. And first off, they become delusional and they think their punishment is a wonderful thing. And the people that are looking on from the sidelines can see what's happening. And you just think, well, you know, this is an apt punishment if they're going to go back on all their laws and traditions, then they will be made a mockery of by the scourge of God. I mean, the Muslims are being used as a scourge of God at the moment. They're being used to punish God's people. Getting back to this article here, we have heard about the Bishop of Stockholm, Eva Brune, before, and her proposal that churches remove crucifixes and install prayer spaces for Muslims. But that's not all. The world's first openly lesbian bishop, Brunei, also suggested clergy mark the direction of Mecca so as to make church a more welcoming place for Muslim guests, who she referred to as angels. Unbelievable. Remove the crucifixes from the church, install the prayer spaces for the Muslims, mark the direction of Mecca. I mean, what difference is there then between the church and a mosque? That's what she's saying. She's saying, let's just turn the churches into mosques. That's what we need to do, because the Muslims are angels. And don't forget, while she's saying all of this, Sweden's got the worst rape rate in Europe, and 90% of it is all being carried out by immigrants, which you can tell just from looking at the arrest reports, how many times the name Muhammad appears, because of course they won't actually tell you the statistics, but you can work them out for yourself. And this crazy bitch is saying we need to be more welcoming to them. We need to turn the churches into mosques, basically. I mean, this cannot be anything else but a punishment from God, I think.
Well, again, though, as I've already pointed out, it's the natural order. The weak will be replaced by the strong. Also, there is a reason that in the scripture, you're told that, you know, women are supposed to not even speak in church, much less have leadership roles. And there is a reason for that. They didn't come up with that because let's be evil misogynists and not let women have any kind of fun. No, because women by nature will submit to a stronger masculine force. You have this lesbian, enlightened lesbian woman bishop. And what's she doing here? She's openly wanting to submit to the Muslims. Why? Because in this context, the Muslims represent the strong masculine force. She doesn't think that's what she's doing. This is something that her lizard brain is basically doing. This is something that's happening on an instinctual level. She thinks she's this enlightened lesbian bishop, but here she is doing the same instinctual thing. She is literally submitting. She is wanting to submit, and by extension for the church to submit, which obviously this church has become completely feminized, to the dominant masculine force, in this case the Muslims. And so in a way it's still kind of, as ludicrous as it all is, if you look at it with a wide enough context, you can see nature still at work here. This all seems so abnormal and so unnatural, and it is on the surface. But when you get down to the motivations here, you can still see nature hasn't gone away. Nature hasn't taken the week off, hasn't taken the decade off. Nature's still at work. This enlightened, liberated, lesbian woman bishop, and she's just working as hard as she can to submit to what her subconscious, what her instinct tells her is the dominant male. And in this case, she has projected that onto these Muslims. And remember, we've seen all this when all these people are flooding into the country and all these women are out here, you know, refugees, welcome. Is because they hold nothing but contempt for what they view as their own males being weak and basically just pushovers, you know, because the males, the men in these societies, you know, they listen to the bullshit that they grew up in. They grew up their whole lives being told that you have to respect, you have to give these women, you have to give them what they want and listen to their feelings. And a woman wants a man that cries. She doesn't want a strong man. She wants a man who is understanding. She wants a man who is emotional as she is. And they grew up on this. They believed it. And it was all a lie. It was all a lie. And so now they're viewed by these women as weak. So these women are just on a subconscious urge and an instinctual level. They are looking to replace that what they view instinctually as their weak males with stronger, more masculine males. And sadly, that's going to be these brown desert guys. And that's not to say that is inevitable. I'm not saying that. But that is what is at work here. And if you're ever going to turn that around, you have to understand that is what is at work here. And I think it gets to the point here, as I'll wrap my point up so we don't run long, but that really drives home the point, Sven, of what we've talked about, you and I, many times. You know, well, the most important things we have to do is work on ourselves as a people. Our people are sick. You know, our men have got to become strong. You've got to be quit being viewed as these weak pushover men. You've got to work on your own masculinity, on improving yourself. You can't just fix the culture. You're not just going to get some, you know, great leader is going to rise to the top and fix everything for you. The only thing you have control over is yourself, and you've got to start fixing yourself. And that is where it starts. If we don't start fixing ourselves, when we don't start doing something about what we have control over, and that is you, then this trajectory will continue.
Yeah, she's obviously rejected her own kind. Possibly because men may have treated her badly. That's the usual reason why lesbians become lesbians. But she's still got that subconscious drive there to be led by men. So what she's done is she's transferred her affections to females, and she's transferred that need to actually be led by males. She's transferred that to foreigners of another race. I mean, that's the way that... I would analyze what's been going on there. But getting back to the church itself, often involved in housing illegal immigrants so as to hide them from authorities, the liberal religious body's open borders stance on mass migration has seen the Church of Sweden clash with police on occasion as members of the clergy try to prevent deportations. I mean, they must be an absolutely crazy cultural Marxist institution if the police are going after them. If the police are going after the Church of Sweden, then, you know, they must be so over the top with their love for the migrants. Because, you know, I mean, it's the police that go after the nationalists. They don't go after the ultra-Marxists, which is what we have here. I mean, they're literally preventing the authorities from deporting rapists. I mean, this has got to be the most cucked church that I've ever come across, I think, Grandpa.
And how can a state church like be clashing with the state? I don't even understand. I don't even understand how that works. It's like punching yourself in the head or something. It's just mind boggling. It's just a parody. It's not religion here. This isn't even religion. This is much less Christianity. It's just a parody. These people are, it's just a job. It's just that, you know, what would this lesbian woman bishop do for a living if she wasn't a lesbian woman bishop at the State Church of Sweden? You know, what job skills does she have? This is just a parody. Like I say, it's a parody of religion, much less Christianity. And we're seeing it be played out. And again, it's just. You look at the downfall of the societies and you wonder where, you know, it's already gone over the cliff. We're just waiting to see who crawls out of the wreckage once we crash to the bottom, as I always like to say. And this stuff right here is it's such a good illustration, I think, of that very fact. Because, you know, everybody sits around and laughs about Sweden. You know, make no mistake, every other Western white country, it's on the same trajectory. They're just a little further ahead than us. I mean, you say, well, where are we headed? Look at Sweden. As the trajectory continues, that's where you're headed, because the demands never stop. The admonition, the scolding of what a bad thinker you are, they never stop. You know, the apologizing never works. The you know, rolling along and trying to get along with these people, it never works. There's always going to be another demand. There's always going to be another demand that you submit. There's always going to be another trashing of your culture, who you are, your history, your people. You know, it never ends. And people in other countries that do well to, you know, before they mock Sweden or someplace like that, that's, you know, just remember that they're just a little further ahead. You're just a few years back from being right there. And, you know, you do well to take heed of that and start thinking about, you know, again, what forces are at work here, and, you know, what can you do? What can you change about yourself and hopefully those around you, you know, to start doing what you can bit by bit to turn this thing around?
Well, I think this archbishop, priestess, female creature, I think she'd be involved in diversity training or or Globo Homo rights if she wasn't working in the church. And I mean, what we can say about this is, you know, at least it does help me to sort of understand a little bit more some of these more pagan nationalist types from Sweden. I mean, if this is the example that they have in front of them of what a church is like, I mean, you can't blame them for rejecting Christianity if this is what they think Christianity is. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.